All right, it was a hot button issue. How long can you hold somebody on the side of the road? I know I've done videos on this in the past, but I'm reading Dickey, State v. Dickey. It's 1998. And I want to jump out here and give you guys the brief version of it, what happened and what the courts have said, what we're supposed to do, and some tips on what you should do. And before I even start, I just want to let you know that there's been times I have held people for, I mean, let's face it, years ago when I had to call for a canine officer to come do a sniff of a car, it would take him at least 45 minutes to an hour to come out every single time. And I've never had that challenge in court, so just know that. When you have a supervisor or somebody, you may want to explain to them, like, look, if it's unreasonable for us to have a canine get here in 10 minutes, we're allowed to hold people a certain amount of time. But if you don't want to hold people, I have another solution to that is you can just release people and hold the vehicles. And that's what Dickey kind of references a little bit. And at times, that'd be the things that we would do, especially at the time during Peña Flores era before State versus William Witt came out and dissolved that. When there was a necessity to get a search warrant on a motor vehicle, if you had probable cause, you just couldn't search it. It wasn't inherently exigent at that point. So what we would do is we would, if someone refused consent and the dog came out and indicated, or we had to hold the dog for a dog to hold the car for the dog to indicate, or the dog to show up the next day and do a sniff at headquarters in a secure location, we would identify people, make sure they're the right person, do their criminal history, check them for wants and warrants. And then we would be 100% sure we had who we were talking about. And then release them from the scene. And their option was, well, if I needed my car, well, that's okay. You can give consent. If you don't want to grant consent, that's completely on you, but we're not going to let this vehicle go because we have reasonable suspicion to believe that you were engaged in some kind of illegal conduct. We're going to hold your car, but you are free to leave. And that kind of satisfies the issue of how long can we hold people. Now, Dickey also references state troopers bringing guys to a barracks. And, if you're not really putting somebody in a position to continue on with their travels, like in a barracks at 3 a.m, where there's, how do you walk off a barracks in the middle of the Garden State Parkway? Maybe it's impossible. So you just have to would cater to people a little bit. If you were in some kind of desolate area, hey, we're going to give you a ride to a location where you can grab a cab or you can maybe jump on a bus or a train and you can carry on in your travels. But again, let's talk about some time limits. And just before we start too is, no, there's no adopted time limits. The guys who are out of state watching this video too, this applies to you as well, because in this is referenced a lot of federal United States Supreme Court case law that would apply to you if you don't have a more strict case law in your state. Just know that the guys who are in this group and watching this stuff, you may have a more strict thing in your state. I'm not sure. New Jersey, we got some cool stuff. We got some crappy stuff. So just like everybody else. So Dickey, just what goes on, it's 1998, February 10, 36 p.m. A trooper stops them for doing 34 and a 55. Obviously there was a violation here. They pull the car over. The guy doesn't have his registration or proof of insurance. They don't know who owns the car. He's saying it's some guy's name in Ohio. The trooper asks him for consent to search. They deny. There's old behaviors going on. Trooper knows something's wrong. He's probably engaged in some kind of criminal activity. And ends up being it's drug possession later on. But what they do is they actually handcuff Dickey and his passenger and drag him to police headquarters in handcuffs in the back seat of the car to await a canine unit 3-4 hours later. So what the courts were saying is they found 2 kilos, but the court said this is no good. You can't hold somebody in handcuffs where they're not free to leave for 3 hours. So the real issue here was the person free to leave? And the car really has a different set of rules that go along with the detention of the motor vehicle. So I'm going to just read some highlighted stuff that I have. It says additional factors that may weigh in favor of an arrest are subjecting a suspect to unnecessary delays, handcuffing him or confining him in a police car. You got to know at a certain point that you're going to have a de facto arrest. OK. So. In the consent decree, the court says, what then are the outer limits of the duration of the detention using the Terry/Sharp criteria? Courts have upheld investigation detentions of 45 minutes. That's United States versus Davies. That's in 1985. 50 minutes. U.S. v. Alpert, 1987, A-L-P-E-R-T. 60 minutes. U.S. versus Large, 1984. 75 minutes. U.S. versus B-O-R-Y-S, 1985. And each of the last four cited cases involved delays necessitated by efforts to obtain a narcotics dog for sniffing luggage or packages, and as the same in this case. So basically, again, they're talking about all these things and what could have been done, you know, to make the detention legal for 3 hours handcuffed at a state police barracks where they're waiting for a canine unit to show. This is a very, very extreme case. Again, I never had any issues with 45, 50, 60 minutes, hour and a half. We were diligently pursuing our investigation. If you read U.S. versus Sharp, that's where it's really tested. It's 1985. No, is it Sharp? Yeah, I believe it's Sharp. Better check this again. Hold on a second. I don't want to misquote things. Yeah, Sharp. So it's U.S. versus Sharp, 1985. In assessing whether a detention is too long in duration to be justified, an investigative stop, we consider it appropriate to examine whether the police diligently pursued a means of investigation that was likely to confirm or dispel their suspicions quickly, during which time it was necessary to detain the defendant. So also what they talk about in Dickey at the end is the court also addressed state's additional argument that although the detention of the individuals was not justified, the detention of the motor vehicle was justified, and the drugs would have inevitably been discovered in the course of an inventory search of the vehicle once the car was sniffed and there was probable cause and it gave you the right to search it. You would get the whole car. You would inevitably find it, and you could always charge them later on. And then in DMV, if you actually read under 39.5-47, it authorizes the commissioner of DMV to impound a vehicle. It pointed out the seizure of the vehicle, like every detention, is subject to constitutional limitations, but the commissioner may authorize the seizure of a motor vehicle. So read 39:5-47. The commissioner may authorize the seizure of a motor vehicle operated over the highways of the state when he has reason to believe that the motor vehicle has been stolen or otherwise being operated under suspicious circumstances, and may retain it in the name of the department until such time as the identity of ownership is established, whereupon he shall order the release of the motor vehicle to its owner. So that authorizes you to when you have something like this going on, we also have that to work with. Build up your RAS, know what you're talking about, you know, try to get a good case. But generally, we're not waiting much longer than that for a canine unit. But if you think you have something good, doesn't mean you have to release the car because you can't get a canine guy. We can always tow the car, but you have to make, my advice to you is make the release of the occupants, you know, possible and, you know, make them, get them into a convenient situation to get them on their way. If they wanted to keep their car and it was that bad, which I've told people in the past, hey, you know what? You can give me consent to search, but since you don't want to, which is fine within your rights, this is the process that we have to go through. And the last thing, I don't want to hear canine guys showing up and giving people advice on how to search. Please, canine officers, if you want to know how to search cars or what you can do once that dog indicates on the car, please give me a call or reach out to me here. If you show up to a stop and the dog indicates and you tell somebody you don't get the trunk, please let me know where you're getting that from. I would love to hear where you're getting that information from so it can be addressed. Hey, have a good night, guys.